Well, an MIT professor is among three scientists awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Rainer Weiss will share the prize with Caltech professors Kip Thorne and Barry Barish for their work detecting gravitational waves. Now, these are the waves that are created when two massive celestial objects like black holes collide or are ripped apart. And that is the amazing sound of gravitational waves sent out from two black holes colliding. Now, these gravitational waves were discovered just a couple of years ago, but they were predicted by Albert Einstein, nonetheless, more than a century ago. Speaking at MIT this morning, Rainer Weiss gave credit to the dozens of researchers who have worked on the project over the years.
I certainly feel humbled to be put in the same category as some of the giants of physics. That's sort of unbelievable in a way. I mean, these people I regard, I've read about forever in my life. And that to be put in a category that's even approaching them is sort of unreal, I have to say. And one of the things I sort of dreamt about a while ago is that if Einstein was still alive, it would be absolutely wonderful to go to him and tell him about the discovery. And he would have been very pleased, I'm sure of that. But then we told him what the discovery was, that it was a black hole. He would have been absolutely flabbergasted because he didn't believe in them either.
Weiss then closed his statements with this last comment.
This prize and others that are given to scientists is an affirmation by our society of gaining information about the world around us from reasoned understanding of evidence, a process that is currently in some jeopardy.
Well, congratulations once again to Rainer Weiss and the entire team at MIT who are behind the equipment that were used in detecting these gravitational waves. We've had the privilege of having some of them on our show. Go to our website, radioboston.org, for links to those conversations. And long live great science. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.